New York's new coronavirus cases dropped for the first time yesterday, which is good news. However, in other parts of the country, the coronavirus death rate for New Orleans is double that of New York.
Wow.
Yeah, that's sad. In Chicago, research shows that more than half of the COVID-19 cases are in the African-American community. In Detroit, it continues to become a national focus, with Detroit having the third highest number of cases in the country. We all saw the viral video of the Detroit bus driver, Jason Hargrove, who complained about this was really terrible. He complained about a woman passenger not covering her mouth while coughing on his bus. And sadly, Jason Hargrove passed away from COVID-19. His widow, Mrs. Desha Hargrove, is pleading for everyone to please stay home. She said, "This is serious, and you don't want to be in my situation planning a funeral for your loved one." So, Steve, we have to encourage everyone to stay home. Please stay home.
It's not this is not optional. Look, we have to view it like this. You have to protect. This is not just protecting yourself so you don't get it. This is to protect anybody that you love. Let me give you an example of what can happen. You can go outside because you can get it airborne. You can get it off cardboard, plastic, stainless steel. I have a list of how long the COVID virus lives on different surfaces. Mm-hmm. And it was sort of amazing. I kind of got this today from somebody, and I'm going to give it to you all a little bit later on. And I'm going to show you how it lives on certain surfaces. You can get it from anywhere: cardboard, stainless steel, countertops, airborne, direct contact. It's not just hand washing. You got to be careful so many things. So now, a delivery bag can come to your house. Somebody with COVID-19 who packed it, who doesn't know that they're showing any symptoms, could cough, put their hand on the bag, you pick it up, get it on your hand, take it in your house, inadvertently, you're not thinking, boom. So now, you got to be careful. Now you get it, you don't know you have the symptoms, and you take it into your house with the people you love. And you got an older person living there who with a previous condition. Now you're hurting the people that you really love. It's not just you. We've got to get together so we can protect ourselves, our loved ones, and the other people in the public who are unaware. We're working very hard on this end right here. If we do these things, we can flatten this curve and we can get out of this. But until we all start taking this serious, every single person in this country, we're going to keep fighting like this.
Coming up at 34 minutes after the hour, we're going to switch gears, lighten things up a bit. Here's the question. What odd, strange, mundane thing have you started doing to pass time? We're going to talk about that.
Oh.
Right after this. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.